Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 509, You Can't Buy Your Way to Better Habits, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. And I'm Dan, your host. Happy Thursday, and thanks so much for being here, as always. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And we've been lucky to have sponsors for the last few weeks, so today I'm going to give you a break from promotional content and get right to Kristen's post as we optimize your life. You Can't Buy Your Way to Better Habits, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. After going at it a little too hard in December, I decided to make January a dry month. Yep, 30 days, no beer, no Cabernet, no overpriced craft cocktails. I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss it. You know the old cliche of being single and seeing couples everywhere? You know, they're happy and holding hands and rubbing their love all up in your face? That's how I've started to feel about people boozing it up. Everywhere, all around me, people are throwing back shots, clinking their glasses, being served massive margaritas with upside-down beers in them. Meanwhile, I'm over here alone with my water. Aside from trying to be healthier, part of the challenge is also to think a little more about my habits. And I noticed something interesting along those lines, the temptation to buy my way to better behavior. For example, to encourage myself to drink more water and less alcohol, I briefly considered buying a new fancy water bottle, or maybe some of those water-flavored drops. What could I buy, I wondered, to help me behave better? Maybe you've experienced this too, buying new Lululemon pants to motivate yourself to exercise more, splurging on a new Le Creuset Dutch oven to cook at home more. Why is spending money always the default? We're so quick to assume that in order to solve our problems, develop a better habit, launch a project, try a new hobby, we need to spend money. But you don't need a bunch of state-of-the-art new equipment to launch your podcast. You can start with a pair of headphones and your phone. You don't need to buy a $1,000 lens to learn photography. Use what you've got. All too often, we spend to delegate these things, believing that money is the means to our end. This happens on a larger scale, too. Ramit Sethi once wrote about a friend who was planning to spend $150,000 on business school to, quote, figure things out. The friend was, in a sense, paying to delegate a major life decision, Sethi said. Don't get me wrong, sometimes it works. You buy the new oven, you cook at home enough, and it pays for itself. Also, there's nothing inherently wrong with spending your money on kitchen supplies, workout gear, or fancy water bottles. At the same time, doesn't it kind of seem like, at the risk of sounding like your mom, the easy way out? We often spend to avoid what it really takes to develop better habits, determination and patience. I guess the lesson here is twofold. First, you can't buy your way to better habits. Second, spending doesn't have to be the default. It feels good to spend. It feels productive to spend. But sometimes you gain more from solving a problem yourself than you do throwing money at it. On the other hand, there's a blurry line between throwing your money at a problem and spending money to save time. For example, if I need my website rebuilt, should I spend 40 hours doing something I don't enjoy, am not very good at, and have no desire to get better at in order to save money? Research shows that I'll be happier if I spend my money and save my time. But am I taking the easy way out? Would my life be richer by learning a new skill and building this website myself? Wouldn't I feel a sense of pride in going at it alone? How do you know if you're spending to delegate your goal versus spending to save your time? It might help to answer these questions with more questions. 1. What am I trying to avoid? In spending money, ask yourself exactly what you're paying for. If it's a degree or framework to help you get the job you need, if it's an expert to help you set up your website so it looks great, if it's that pair of headphones you need because you lost the ones that came with your phone, that's one thing. But if at its core what you're buying is inspiration or motivation or the answer to something that you've been too distracted to think about, then there's a good chance you're just paying someone to do the thing that you need to do. 2. Is there a way to get this for free or cheaper? People often default to spending money when there are cheaper or even free alternatives to the thing they want to buy. After my husband gutted our kitchen and remodeled it, a friend mentioned she wanted to take a class and learn how to do things like that too. "You don't need a class," my husband said. "You just need YouTube." Granted, there are some instances, like taking a home maintenance course from an expert, in which you pay for quality, but sometimes that's not necessary. We immediately default to spending because it's easier, but I also think it just feels good. We like to spend, and we're looking for any excuse to do so. 3. What will I gain from doing it myself? Finally, if you're spending money to solve a problem, it can help to ask what you're gaining and losing in spending that money. Sure, I'll probably experience a sense of satisfaction if I cut down the overgrown bamboo in my yard myself rather than pay someone to do it. However, that sense of satisfaction isn't worth the hours it would take me, much less the frustration and toll it would take on my back and Gumby arms. My husband would disagree. To him, the satisfaction of doing it himself is totally worth it. If he spends, he loses that sense of pride. Like most money issues, it's personal. You can't say spending money on X is always a good or bad idea, because the meaning and outcome of that expense can vary from person to person. Still, as human beings, we share many of the same behavior patterns and bad habits, and I think spending money as a default is one of them. I can spend $10 on that fancy new water bottle, and it may just motivate me to skip the booze and drink more water. But ultimately, the key to building a better habit comes down to my own grit, determination, and patience. And money won't buy that. You just listened to the post titled, "You Can't Buy Your Way to Better Habits," by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And before I head out today, if you find this podcast helpful, please do consider telling a friend or family member about it. And the easiest way to do that is to simply show someone how to subscribe right on their phone. But you can also send them a link to oldpodcast.com/listen, and we've got instructions there on how to get started. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/listen, or just show them how to subscribe on their phone. And thanks for that. That's going to do it for episode 509. I will be back with you in the Friday show tomorrow, where I'll have a post from Making Sense of Sense. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.